עכשיו כל הסירייה בפני עצמה עושה ישיבת חברים.
אנחנו סירייה ה' בקבוצת המיקוד בחרנו.
We are 10 number 5 in the focus group. We chose to do a preparation for the lesson. By each one getting a task to come with an excerpt from the sources that he likes, he connects to. Now we're going to read the excerpts. Each one will read what he came with. And in between we'll think about them. And merge with everyone and build up prayer. We're just going to read and keep silent.
I'll give you a bit of a background. I went for all the excerpts from the lesson so that something will vibrate in me. I thought about our state, the state of the tens, so it vibrates in me. Excerpt number 4 today. The covenant of salt. On all your offerings you shall offer salt. This is a covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. For when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. A covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. This obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings you shall offer salt, meaning that any nearing in the work that the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation. By Rabash, a covenant of salt.
אני בחרתי באחד מהקטעים
I chose one of the excerpts we read so often and we're going to read it at the Congress too. It's from Love of Friends by Rabash. The man found him and he was wandering in the field. The man asked him saying, what do you ask? What do you seek? Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, I seek my brothers. For by being together with my brothers, meaning by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God.
תן בליבנו שנראה כל אחד מעלת חברנו.
Place in the heart our ability to see our friends' better side instead of their downside. and that we can only speak good things about our friends, and no hatred will come to the heart from each to his friend. And we will strengthen the connection between us and you when it is clear to you that everything is only in order to give you contentment. That's our main intent. If we don't have enough mind to aim ourselves to you, you will teach us, and we will know the intention of your good desire. And by this we beg of you, our Lord, that you will accept.
An excerpt from yesterday's lesson. How do we arrange our work in the group? So we have a chisaron, a lack, that we cannot perform an act of bestowal, that it'll make me cry and be sorry, it'll pain me and make me afraid that I'm not achieving bestowal. And they sighed, this is what I want, to bestow, to give, to love, outside of me. It comes to a state where I cannot do it. And then I burst out in prayer. How do we come to such a great and clean lack? We're not asked for anything but a request. But the request must be true. If there is no strength to ask, sit.
This is a very happy occasion and a lot of gratitude. For me, the worst thing is if the lesson is over and I was just floating, I didn't do anything, so I chose an excerpt about exertion. When a person cannot choose one thing or the other, and he cannot discern the desire of the Creator and his teacher, even though he can perform actions with devotion, but he cannot decide if this work of devotion is instead of it, or this work he's doing is against the reason of his teacher and the Creator. And in order to decide, he decides what.
From Shamati, article number 4, what is the reason for the heaviness that one feels in annulling before the Creator in the work? Man's work is only to come to feel the Creator, the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this will be all His work, meaning that all the energy He puts into the work is in order to achieve this and nothing else. And he will not be confused that he should achieve anything. But there is only one thing that a person needs, faith in the Creator, and not think of anything, meaning that the whole reward he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator.
Surprisingly, in the lesson about the prayer yesterday, I heard Rav saying that we should talk about the system, we should talk in the language of tests, and it's very difficult when having a prayer, but I will try. You should know that before that, emanated beings have been emanated, and the creatures have been created, simple, light-filled reality. There was no empty space. Everything was filled with the light of Ein Sof. And it had no Rosh or Sof. Everything was one simple light, equal, called the light of Ein Sof.
One must be very insistent in the work of the Creator, whatever happens to him. Remember this well, for you will need it very much when you begin the work to serve the Creator, because it takes great persistence to stand still even if you dropped every time, and do not let yourself fall altogether, God forbid. For all these falls and descents and confusions, etc., You have to go through them before you enter through the gates of holiness. And the true righteous also went through it. And know that a person has to go across a very, very narrow bridge.
I chose an excerpt
out of The Nation, the newspaper by Bala Sulam. For these reasons, a small group has met here. Different people feel the whip on their shoulders, and they took upon themselves
Leman Beit Hashem Elokeinu Abba.